Welcome, 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 everybody. I hope you all had a great spring break. Gosh, it seemed to go by really fast. I think I need a week to fully rest, but let's not dwell on the fact that it's Monday because I have some juicy, juicy gossip for y'all that happened this past week on today's Hollywood Pileup. So stay tuned to hear the latest celebrity news, gossip, and everything in between with your host, Stax. Remember that you can tune in every Monday from 2 to 3 for your weekly celebrity gossip. Now, who doesn't enjoy an old-fashioned celebrity feud? I think it's safe to say that it's a guilty pleasure for many. So, for our first segment, I bring to you... this week's stories on Shade, Shade, Shade. Now, I'm not talking about the shade from trees. I'm talking about disses and fights. If you know me, you know that I love Chris Brown. And I mean love. He's secretly my baby daddy. And speaking of baby daddy, recently it was discovered that he is actually already a baby daddy. So... in spite of the recent events, according to many news media outlets, Chris Brown's baby mama slash model, Nia Gonzalez, was the person who leaked the news to the media that she and Chris Brown have a 9-month-old baby daughter named Royalty. Now here's the shade though. Karrueche Tran, Chris Brown's on and off again girlfriend, didn't know of this at all. She actually found out when the rest of us all did. Now, talking about being shady. Of course, Chris Brown and Karrueche split up. I mean, Karrueche wasn't going to take part in the baby drama. And she chose to actually end the relationship. She was very public about their split, and she spoke about it on Twitter. And here is what she had to say. Listen, one can only take so much. The best of luck to Chris and his family. No baby drama for me. Insert baby emoji. Now, there's been controversy about her ending the relationship because she's accused of dipping out when things get rough in their relationship. For example, the time when things got rough, such as Chris Brown being incarcerated. Now, you guys all remember that. So, Chris Brown was incarcerated for violating his probation. And according to him, she only visited him once. And as if that wasn't enough, I mean, to add fuel to the fire, she went on dates with rapper Drake in Canada, in Toronto to be specific. Now, Chris went off in a series of Instagram posts about how she betrayed him when he had nobody else. Now, I don't know if you all remember, but Chris Brown and Drake actually have some previous beef. Now, this added total fuel to the fire. Now, I don't think that they're going to be collaborating on any music whatsoever, you know, after this. Honestly, those two are my favorite rapper and R&B, so I really do enjoy their music, but dang, we are not going to be hearing a single from them pretty soon. You know, in collaboration. Now, the funny thing is that Drake later went on to say that Karrueche isn't even his type. Damn, now that has got to burn if you're Karrueche. Now, sources close to him say that he's more of a booty man. And by the looks of Kay, she's kind of lacking in that department. I mean, if you've seen her posts on Instagram, then you know that she doesn't actually have that much behind, just like Drake would want. Now, anyway, back to the baby drama. When Karrueche sent out that tweet, The news about Chris Brown having a daughter were only rumors and speculation. But it seems like she was actually the person who confirmed the allegations. If it wasn't true, then I don't think she would have posted much about it. Now, it seems like Karrueche got some major support from her BFF, actress and singer, Christina Milian. If y'all haven't heard of her, she's the singer with the famous track Dip It Low way, way, way back in the day. And she recently made a comeback with her show on E! Called something about Christina Milian and like her crazy family. I don't know. I saw a couple episodes, wasn't really impressed, tuned off because, I mean, I don't know. Just didn't really catch my attention. So anyway, Christina Milian tweeted, and I quote, "Besties be like, open hands emoji, hashtag we ain't worried." An interesting play on words considering that her album features a track named exactly that. Now, good way for an album plug-in, Christina. Way to mooch off your best friend's situation. So nonetheless, she expressed her full support, letting the world know that she has her back. Aw, isn't that what friends are supposed to do? Have each other's back in the time of need? I would not know what I would do if I was in Karrueche's position. I would probably dip just like she did, because who wants to deal with baby drama? And keep in mind that you're dating Chris Brown, somebody who has been in the spotlight and not for very good reasons. Let's recall in 2009 the situation, the event that happened with Rihanna. That wasn't that great. And in addition to that, he has been portrayed negatively in the media for a long, long time. Now, if you guys recall, he was actually denied entry into Canada. Yeah, into Canada, Drake's territory, of course. And Drake's fans got to play around with that. They were making a whole bunch of memes and just laughing about the whole situation. I mean, who wouldn't? Yeah. So, as for Chris Brown, he is not happy with his baby mama, Nia Gonzalez, which, by the way, she is a video vixen, according to KMEL.com. I saw pictures of her, and I must say that I wasn't really impressed. It looked like her video shoots were actually filmed just with a regular, you know, cell phone camera in the hood by just some random guys, you know, not very professional, you know, in as opposed to Karrueche, who is a model and who has been in very many shoots, you know, professional ones too. So I think there's quite a distinction there from Karrueche and Nia Gonzalez. Now, I think I also saw pictures of their daughter, Royalty. Now, let me start off by saying that, dang, Royalty. So here we have Chris Brown's daughter, Royalty, and then we have Kourtney Kardashian's new baby called Rain. Like, maybe they should just get together, form the whole monarchy, because it seems like everybody over here trying to make their child seem like they are royalty. So, I mean, you'll never know. And so Chris Brown isn't happy with Nia Gonzalez, and he's even taking her to court because apparently she broke the child support agreement that they had in place. I don't know what type of agreement they had, but they must have had something, some sort of like non-disclosure agreement, because he's got to be really mad that, you know, everybody knows now that he actually is a father. And congratulations to Chris Brown. I'm sure that he is going to love that child just like it deserves. The child doesn't have, it's not the baby's fault, you know, that she was born into that situation. But hey, you know, who knows? Maybe he'll be a good father. we can't really judge until we see what is gonna happen to him. Now, despite all the drama with Chris Brown, I mean, what's new? He has been very focused on his Between the Sheets tour. If you aren't familiar, he has been touring, I believe, all throughout the United States with Tyga and Trey Songz. Trey Songz, hottie, hottie, hottie. And apparently, you know, being Between the Sheets is actually what landed him in trouble. So, well, best of luck, Chris Brown. I'm sure that this won't be the end of his drama, but I mean, no matter what, I am still gonna be a fan because y'all know I love me some Chris Brown. Okay, but I must say though that I am not really in agreement with his blue hair, the blonde hair. Like, no, I think you should just go back to what you've been doing. Go back to the black hair and stay that way. I think a lot of other fans also appreciate that. Now, to get on a more serious note, over the last week, there was an unfortunate event with a university's Greek chapter. Now, by now, this story has made national news, rightly so. University of Oklahoma's Sigma Alpha Epsilon members were recorded chanting racist remarks about African Americans to the If You're Happy and You Know It tune. Now, the members of the fraternity involved were predominantly white, and the footage of the video quickly made headlines all over the country. I don't care what y'all say, but I know that racism is not obsolete. It's something that continues to exist, and it's actually pretty sad because even into the year 2015, we as a country are still fighting this battle. What is even more sad, in my opinion, is that there are black members in the fraternity, according to an article published recently. In addition, the in-house cook for the fraternity was black, and he had been employed by the chapter for 15 years now. Now, that's a pretty long time. And this event just goes to show that the so-called United States are anything but united, in my opinion. And although the views of the fraternity don't reflect the views of the university, it still makes a negative impact on our country. However, I was especially pleased that a public announcement was made to denounce the organization and that immediate repercussions were placed into effect. Now, these news affect many, and public statements from celebrities were even declared. Rapper Waka Flocka Flame had a scheduled concert at the University of Oklahoma, and in spite of the events, he decided to cancel the show. And he stated via Instagram, "When I first started doing shows, it was all hood spots and all black people. Then I had some mainstream success and did some EDM, and it was all white people at my shows for a while. Now it's white, black, and brown people at my shows. All races partying, having a good time, and enjoying themselves together peacefully. That's what Waka Flocka is all about. For that reason, I must say that I'm disgusted and disappointed in the actions of the SAE fraternity at University of Oklahoma. And I will be canceling my scheduled performance for them next month. Racism is something I will not tolerate." Signed, Waka Flocka. In his caption, he wrote the acronym for Shaking My Effing Head. "I know for a fact the whole school and Sigma Alpha Epsilon don't agree with those kids' actions, so just know that I'm not mad at all. #SAE. Just those disgusting kids. Extra, extra, extra exclamation marks. #WFF for Waka Flocka Flame. We can't change history, but we damn sure can create our own future. #DeathToRacism. Now, many people have gone as far as to blame Waka himself for perpetrating the use of the N-word. Joe Scarborough claimed that people who buy hip-hop music are white. And he says, according to an NPR article, the kids that are buying hip-hop or gangster rap, it's a white audience, and they hear this over and over again. So do they hear this at home? Well, chances are good, no. They heard a lot of this from guys like this who are now acting shocked. Finally, another host, Willie Geist, explained that there is a distinction between a bunch of white kids chanting about hanging someone from a tree, using that term in a hateful way, and rappers using it. I think that's a good defense for the rappers, because there is a distinction, although many might not agree with it. Many might say that these people are perpetrating the use of it and racism, but it's a lot different when a group of people identify their own people by these terms. Now, I've had friends who come up to me and, you know, call me a negative, you know, Hispanic slur. And sometimes I'm like, whoa, 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 wait up, you know, hold up. Like, you don't have the right to call me this. You aren't my ethnicity, so you aren't entitled to this. Now, in contrast, let's say my brother or my sister or, you know, even my family member, if they come up and say it, I know that it's not coming from a hateful place, because they themselves are part of my ethnicity and race. Now, I think it has a different connotation when people who are outsiders do this. I mean, just because your friends are saying it to each other and they're all part of one ethnicity or race, it doesn't mean that it's okay for anybody else to say it. I think there's going to be, there's like a social understanding between every ethnicity, you know, to be able to say these things to each other. Now, many people might not think that it's okay, but sometimes this does occur, and it is something that happens. So when an outsider just comes in and blatantly uses these terms, you know, to identify a person, I think that it just doesn't equate. So I don't know, those are my personal beliefs on that. You know, everybody is definitely entitled to their own opinion. Not saying that my opinion is right, but just saying that this is what I personally think and my personal experience for it. Now, back to the controversy. Students at Oklahoma University showed their solidarity when they protested not on our campus after the president of the school, David Boren, kicked the fraternity out of campus immediately. Now, I believe that they had like a day, or I think they had to be out of the campus the following day. They had till midnight to do so. And many protests have helped and, you know, declared a public outcry on the event. Now, in regards to the chef who lost employment because he no longer can work for the fraternity, I believe that there were a couple of members who went over to help him and who were going to help him like find another job or something along those lines. Now, this goes to show that not everybody is a racist, and, you know, it doesn't, everything isn't, you know, on the organization. You know, there are a few members whose views aren't the same as those reflected from the chants and those who participated in that. But, you know, it's just, it's a really, really unfortunate event. And, you know, I wish I had another feud that was, you know, super juicy, like celebrity gossip. But there's actually another one on racism. And again, it's an unfortunate event. Now, I come from a Latin family, and I have grown up watching Univision, which is, you know, predominantly Spanish-speaking network. You know, very, very popular amongst Hispanic families, amongst Spanish-speaking families. So there's a popular show on there called El Gordo y la Flaca, meaning the fat one and the skinny one. I know, really weird name, but hey, it's a Hollywood, or not Hollywood, but it's a celebrity entertainment news. And the one of the hosts, Rodner Figueroa, is actually like a fashion critic, you know. So he actually made some rude comments, actually very disrespectful comments, in regards to the First Lady of the United States, Michelle Obama. Now, he said that she looks like she would be a cast member for the film The Planet of the Apes. Now, Univision immediately responded with a statement. Yesterday, during our entertainment program, El Gordo y la Flaca, Rodner Figueroa made comments regarding First Lady Michelle Obama that were completely reprehensible and in no way reflect Univision's values or views. As a result, Mr. Figueroa was immediately terminated. Now, we know that Figueroa, he is an outspoken fashion critic, and he does not hold back for anybody. Now, many people who have seen this show are accustomed to that. They know that that is his personality. They know that he is blunt and says what's on his mind immediately. And, of course, he had to come out with a statement. Now, Figueroa said, and this was actually addressed to President Obama, and I quote, "I was verbally notified that because of a complaint from your office, my employment was being terminated." Now, Figueroa claims that his joke was a criticism of an artist's depiction of Obama. Now, I think there's a couple clips on YouTube, I'm sure by now, that actually show you what he said. And it was of an artist who transforms himself. I think he's a Filipino artist. He does makeup and he completely transforms himself into celebrities, public figures. He's recently transformed himself into Kim Kardashian and Kylie Jenner. Now, when he transformed himself, he actually chose to do... he chose to look like Michelle Obama. And, of course, you know, Figueroa, being the outspoken man that he is, was critiquing Obama's portrait. Now, again, I do not condone that behavior, and I was actually very, very pleased that Univision took immediate action, you know, in regards to racism. And it's unfortunate that an American network such as E! News wasn't able to do so when Juliana Rancic made negative comments of Zendaya. Zendaya Coleman, as you recall, in last week's, or no, two shows ago, I spoke about Juliana Rancic, the co-host of Fashion Police, and how she, you know, called out Zendaya for having her hair in locks, something that is traditionally done so in the African American culture. And she took it and she, you know, she was making fun of it. So I don't think that was okay, and I don't agree with E's decision as to not fire her. I think she got let off easy just by, you know, apologizing twice, which in my opinion were not even sincere apologies. So again, it just goes to show the difference that people and a network can make in hopes to change and try to put an end to racism. And it's just unfortunate that a network that I view a lot such as E, didn't take the responsible action to go as far to, you know, let her go. In the end, I know that for a network, it's simply going to be about money. I get it. Yeah. However, I don't think it's okay. I still do not think it that it's okay for her to have the ability to just say whatever she wants to say and not have any consequences to that. You know? So, I believe that it was Kelly Osbourne who quit the show a couple days after this happened. And after that, you know, even comedian Kathy Griffin, she actually stepped down as well. Now, she is somebody who, like Rodner Figueroa, is a comedian, and they are blatant about their thoughts, and they will let you know exactly what they're thinking at the moment, you know, at just, they're just gonna say it. They're that type of people. However, I really love what Kathy Griffith said on Twitter. She said, "Listen, I am no saint, but I do not want to use my comedy to contribute to a culture of unattainable perfectionism and intolerance towards different. I want to help women, gay kids, people of color, and anyone who feels underrepresented to have a voice and laugh," in all caps. Now, I think that shows a true step towards change in ending, you know, racism. It might not end it right away, but it is definitely a statement that a lot of people see and can learn something from. Now, our country and world, you know, do not have to continue to be this way. My hope is that we can make a change and eliminate all the pretentiousness and ignore ignorance, you know, to make a better world, not just for us, but let's keep in mind that we do have future generations coming up after us. And in the end, they're the people who are going to be left with this hatred, with this, these bad thoughts and negative views of the world. So I just really, really wish that we can all, you know, put our best efforts into stopping or making a change. You know, let's not follow the footsteps of our ancestors. Let's really make a difference. Now, I know that those news weren't always the light and gossipy news, but I think that this is an issue that had to be addressed. And what better than a college radio show to get our thoughts and opinions out there for everybody to hear? So thank you so much for listening to that. And we are actually going to, you know, lighten up things. Let's wash off those bad news. We're going to take a quick break, but stay tuned because I do have some more waiting for you. So I'm just going to leave you with a song by Rihanna, and it's titled "We All Want Love." That's all we want. We just want to be loved. Let's just love each other. Now stay tuned. You are listening to The Hollywood Pileup with your host, DJ Stacks, here at radio.dominican.edu. Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to the Hollywood Pileup with your host, DJ Stacks, on radio.dominican.edu. Now, for our next segment, we have my favorite hashtag, Rich People Problems, where we discuss the problems of incredibly rich celebrities who have such a hard life. Boo hoo hoo, cry me a river. So what do you know, Scott Disick, you know, Kourtney Kardashian's long-term boyfriend, is back in rehab. Now, it's sad that he has an alcohol problem, but it's even more sad to know that he has all the money in the world to make a change for himself, yet he doesn't. If you're someone with resources waiting on you, and you still can't change your life, just like Jay-Z says, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but being sober ain't one. You know, so there's just countless of people who go through addictions with the lack of resources that Scott Disick has and still manage to keep their life together. I'm sorry, but Scott, you are not ready for the real world. Here's my take on him. He's a grown-ass man with 3 children, yet he's still out there partying and getting drunk off his mind. Like, really? What kind of adult are you? What are your kids going to say when they're grown up and they see the footage that has been taped for the show Keeping Up with the Kardashians? Yes, he lost both his parents during a short period of time, but unfortunately, yes, it happens. Yes, it's a part of life. Now, I have a really good quote that I saw the other day on Instagram, and it's pretty much just showing you the way that people take situations that they aren't, you know, that they face. It's saying that the same water that boils that hardens the egg is the same water that softens the potato. So it's just everybody goes through these, you know, these events in our life, but it's just up to you to decide how you are going to fix it. And it's up to you to make a change. And only you have the power to do so. You know, yes, we've seen Kourtney Kardashian on and on and on again, nagging at him for, you know, taking control of his life. And it's so sad that we see this on national television, and yet he's still, you know, going through this problem. Now, one can only nag and, you know, try and force him to go do something and, you know, to make a change in his life. But it's up to him. It's ultimately his decision to make a change and to want to be better, not just for himself, but for his kids. Like, you have 3 babies now to look after. You need to be well. You need to get through this. You know, so I just think that it sucks. It sucks to see somebody in the limelight. Yes, they're suffering, but also take in consideration that this person does have everything in their power to make a change for their life. And I'm not going to be sympathetic towards somebody who has all this and chooses not to help themselves. Now, I am really admirable of the rest of the people, you know, who have gone through, you know, even worse decisions, or I'm sorry, not worse decisions, but worse, you know, series of events in their lives, and are still working hard at it, are still trying to get better. And yes, it's all about timing, but really, how much time do you need? Ever since we've seen the show, you know, ever since he first, you know, starred in the show for Keeping Up with the Kardashians, we've seen him struggle through this. We've seen, you know, the season in Miami when he was belligerently drunk and being very violent and breaking mirrors while Kourtney Kardashian was pregnant with her first son, Mason. Now, I don't know about her, but if I were in her position, I would have just left the guy already. Like, girl, come on, you too. You are beautiful and successful. You do not need to be dealing with this man in your life, just bringing in negativity, causing you more stress. Like, no wonder you're always stressed out on the show, and like, no wonder you seem like such a Debbie Downer all the time. It's like, damn, your man is not pulling his own weight. And instead of just being a mother to three children, you're actually being a mother to four children. There's got to be a point where Scott Disick has to man up, face the reality, and be responsible for his actions. Now, it was also said, according to TMZ, that the, you know, club promoter, Scott Disick, is in, you know, checked into a facility. But get this, it's a five-star facility. And apparently there's like a spa and there's, you know, a big gym and all these amenities. And I'm thinking, like, you better, you know, straighten your butt, because you seriously have all this going for you and yet you're not doing anything with it. Come on, man. I don't know. It just really makes me so mad to see that there are people like this who have everything just given to them and they take it for granted and they do not make something out of themselves. They aren't responsible. So it's just sad to see somebody like this when in fact there are many, many, many other people who have even worse situations than he does and still come out on top and are successful, you know, without the help of alcohol, without any addictions. And, you know, that to me is a lot more honorable than somebody who is just a trust fund baby and, you know, just living off of, you know, his wife's, not even wife, your girlfriend's family's success. So I don't know, that's personally what I think about Scott Disick and his decisions. All I see on Instagram are pictures of him in the club, you know, taking shots. So I don't know, it's just crazy. I wish the best for him, and hopefully this is his last and final trip, you know, for rehab. You know, he is checked into the Rhythmia Life Advancement Center, and you know, he says, "I realize my issues are bigger than me, and I'm ready to truly remedy this struggle I continue to battle." Yes, addiction may not be the easiest thing to get over with, and you know, especially suffering the loss of your parents as well. But really, alcoholism is not the way to deal with your problems. It is not. And like I said, I'm not going to be sympathetic for anybody who chooses that route. So I know, my personal opinion. But anyway, we'll see. We'll see how this turns out. Like I said, best of luck to Scott Disick. And let's switch it up to some lighter news. Now, did y'all know that Madonna and Tupac had a thing going on? I was just blown away when I heard the news. I had to stop what I was doing and seriously just go onto my computer, Google it, and just make sure that this was actually true. Now, why is it that this is the first time that we are hearing Madonna speak on the topic? She was recently, I believe, on the Howard Stern show when she declared, you know, when she had this revelation, if you will. She said that, "I think people know if you're in the know, in response to a question, you know, about their mutual relationship. And it was also said that Tupac once discussed that he found out, you know, when he was in jail, that Madonna was actually going to go visit him when he was at the Clinton Correctional Facility in New York. And he quotes that Madonna is really nice. She's a good person. She helped me a lot. She was real cool, like any one of my homeboys. One time, they had a story on the local news that Madonna was coming to visit me. Madonna had so much power that the guards let me in an extra shower because they thought she was coming to visit me. Now, unfortunately, she didn't go up visiting him, but, you know, it's just so cool to see these two legends have a mutual background together, you know, and they're both very influential people in music, in our society today, and it's just so cool. Like, dang, that's hella dope to me. So there's that. Also, have you all seen the pictures that Kim Kardashian has posted on Instagram? Yeah, she's posted some pretty racy ones. But first, you know, she recently went blonde for Paris Fashion Week. Can we say that she looks like a knockoff version of Storm from X-Men? Like, girl, no. The platinum blonde hair is really, really not working for you. I don't know who advised her to, you know, do her hair that way. But no, she needs to go back to the dark hair because seriously, it looks ridiculous, in my opinion. You know, I believe that she says that her makeup artist and stylist, Joyce, I don't know if, I'm sure you've all seen her if you watch the show Keeping Up with the Kardashians. She's actually been, you know, she's had a couple cameos in there. And she's a very, you know, renowned celebrity makeup artist. And she actually has a short, blunt, platinum blonde hair. And they posted a picture together, you know, donating their hairdos and everything. And she captioned, "Twinning." Now, of course, it had to be Kim Kardashian. You know, it wouldn't be like her to not post a picture, you know, with her. Maybe she was just inspired by her. So, I think it was Joyce Bonelli who actually recommended her hairstylist to Kim Kardashian. And she totally just went for it. Now, let's talk about Kim Kardashian's fashion choices at Paris Fashion Week, because they were not on point. I don't know if Kanye West is still dressing her, but I think he needs to stop if he is, because she just looks like, oh my god, she looks like a hot mess now that she lets, you know, Kanye West dress her. So there are a couple racy outfits that she has. So I don't know. There's one with like, there's a couple actually with like just wearing like latex, and I don't know. Really latex? Like, girl, your booty does not even fit in regular jeans. Like, how are you gonna try to make your butt, you know, fill latex? Like, how hard must they have been to remove those pants, honestly? Like, imagine if you're walking and like you're sweating and all of a sudden it's like your pants are stuck to you. That's crazy to me. There was also some pictures of her with you know, some tight fitting clothing as normal. And let's talk about Kanye West too, because why is he always in black? Why does he never smile? I have no idea, but I feel like this whole facade that he is putting out to the public, I think that it's a little overdone. I think he needs to stop. And I, like, come on, dude. Like I said about Scott Disick, you have all the money in the world. You have everything going for yourself. You're now married. You have beautiful wife, beautiful child. And you have fame, which is exactly what you wanted when you first started out your career. So why is it that you're not happy about it? You don't portray happiness, you know? But who knows? Maybe he's a very happy person behind closed doors. We, you know, probably won't ever get to see that side of him. But did you guys also hear about the whole anonymous video that was sent to him and, you know, it was like declaring him like a selfish and, you know, just going off about Kanye West's attitude and that he doesn't let anybody celebrate their moments. He always has to get in between. So I was like pretty surprised. I was like, dang, these people just really have it out for him. And there's been speculation about, you know, these people apparently getting like a video off of his laptop, which was stolen during Paris Fashion Week. And according to, you know, much speculation, there has been a video that was on the laptop, like a video that Kim Kardashian was famous for, you know, like that kind of video with another blonde. So I don't know, dude, that's kind of crazy. But hey, it's Kim Kardashian. It's how she rose to fame. So I wouldn't be surprised if she was doing the same with her husband. Kind of classless, but hey, if it works for her, then good. More on Kim Kardashian. She posted some more pictures, of course, on Instagram where she actually is featuring her daughter. And they have this thing going on about a wolfie or something about, I don't know, it's something about Kanye West being wolves. And now she's posting pictures of her daughter Northwest with the caption baby wolfie. And her daughter is actually photographed here with like blue contacts and green ones that make her resemble like wolf eyes or something. And she's also hashtagging, no, these are not contacts, just an edit I saw online. I think she wrote that just because she has to defend herself from the public a lot. Of course, there's going to be people trolling on her saying that, why are you putting like contacts on your daughter at such a young age? A lot of people have been saying that she only, you know, dresses her daughter, that she uses her daughter as an accessory. And I think somebody in the fashion industry actually said this about her. So she posts another picture saying, another baby wolfie pic. Not sure who made these edits. They are so cute, but not as cute as my brown-eyed wolfie. Yeah, I think a lot of people might think that she actually wanted to have her daughter like have blue eyes, or that she might have wished her daughter had colored eyes, because she, let's be honest, she does look really adorable with the colored eyes. But why are you going to go and Photoshop or edit, you know, a baby's pictures into changing their eye color? That to me just not seem okay. So, and let's talk about the way that she had to announce a new picture, a new Avi, as they call it in Instagram and Twitter. You know, it's simply like a picture that shows up with your name once you type in that person's name or where you're looking for somebody. And here she is donning her platinum blonde hair. And she's saying, new Avi alert. Hashtag lip liner on fleek. Girlfriend, your lip liner is not on fleek. It looks like you took a cup, sucked it, and just totally plumped up your lips. I don't think it's that cute, honestly. The whole overlining lips trend in makeup especially, I think, has got to go. I think that many people are overdrawing. Get it? Overdrawing. They are just sick and tired of seeing that trend. You know, just flaunt the naturalness that you have. Like, she was so much prettier back then, before all this surgery, before, you know, Kanye came in and changed her whole appearance and almost like herself. So I personally don't like it. I think it's got to go. I think it makes her lips look very unnatural. And as for Kylie Jenner, yeah, she too. Did you guys see the picture that she posted on Instagram as well, where she had just some like Calvin Klein, you know, boxer boyfriend, you know, underwear or whatever the heck they're called. But speaking of butts, her butt looked ginormous. And I'm going back, of course, doing my research. I'm going back looking at pictures of Kylie Jenner, and not in many pictures she has that butt that she had on that specific Instagram post. I don't think that Kylie Jenner is actually has, you know, I don't think it has that. She doesn't have that gift that Kim Kardashian had with, you know, getting a big booty. So I don't think that she should try to fake it. And yeah, so stay tuned, everybody. You are listening to DJ Stacks here with your Hollywood pileup. We're going to take a quick break, but stay tuned. Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to your girl DJ Stacks here with your Hollywood pileup. Now, just to recap, let's just do a recap. Why not? In today's news, you all heard about the Chris Brown baby mama drama with Karrueche on Shade Shade Shade. You know that he has a daughter now, taking his baby mama, Nia Gonzalez, into court, you know, for breaking their contract or their child support contract thing that they had. Christina Milian, Karrueche Tran's BFF, stood with her by her side, you know, through all this controversy. Drake somehow got involved. We all saw the tweet that Karrueche sent out, you know, confirming all the speculation. after that, unfortunate events dealing with racism. University of Oklahoma Sigma Alpha Epsilon members. In addition to the Univision's Rodner Figueroa comments about First Lady of the United States, Michelle Obama. We also talked about Scott Disick and his addiction battle. Sad for him. A little bit on Madonna and Tupac and their meeting, which we didn't know about. And lots about Kim Kardashian, Kanye West. Of course, what's a Hollywood show without the Kardashians? Now, thank you everybody for tuning in at the Hollywood Pileup. This was your host, DJ Stacks. Hope to see you all next week for another episode of the Hollywood Pileup. You know that every Monday, I'm here from 2 to 3, giving you the lowdown on celebrity gossip, news, and everything in between. Thank you, everybody. Hope you have a fabulous rest of your Monday. And don't be down about the gloomy weather. It's actually pretty hot. So, with that being said, I leave you all. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Running over thoughts that made my feet hurt, bodies intertwined with her lips. Now she's feeling solo, since she went solo. Hole in the middle of my heart like a polo. And it's no joke to me, so can we do it all over again? If you're pretending from the start, like this, with a tight grip, then my kiss can mend your broken heart. I might miss everything you said to me, and I could lend you broken